I'm John Smedley from Sony Online Entertainment, and you are listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show.
The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed!
Easily offended...
Get over yourself!
Or you got a gigantic stick up your... You might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna waste 2 hours on Jethel's show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
do. I'm just glad I got my ale.
It's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertainical, personatical, practical thing.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello, everyone. This is the Jethel Silverwing Show for the 10th of January, 2012, the year of doom. I am your host, Jethel Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my girl, the burning of my lord, the tailor of fine armors, the fab creator of fudge, and the reason we have a turn on this morning at the top of the show, Hail Grand Jetta!
Hail and greetings. Wait a minute. Let me check something.
Nope.
No cat in the shirt tonight.
No cat in the shirt. All right. If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can log on to the in-game chat channel. It's OGR on the Antonia Bale server. That's up and running 24/7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elquin's videos, get all of our social links, and much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. How are we doing today, Elquin?
I'm doing good.
Just good?
What do you want me to say?
I want you to say, damn you, City of Arlington, for closing down half of our street!
Damn you, City of Arlington, for closing down half our street.
Damn
well, not half
you!
The street. Just a section down from our house that keeps us from going that direction.
15 feet from our house, they have parked, dun-da-da-da, a backhoe! What the hell are they doing?
They're ripping up the road again. There's something wrong with the road there. I don't know.
There's nothing wrong with the road. They just want to get me.
So we have to take the long way around.
Jackasses. Anyway,
the scenic route by the river. It's not that bad,
kidding.
But
I didn't get your text until I was, you know.
Oh no!
Already pulled into the house after coming down the road. I can see my house. I can see it. I just can't get there.
So first thing I do when I get home, I send him a text. Hun, the road's closed. Down from the house, you'll have to take the long way around.
But no, I was a responsible driver and wasn't checking my text while I was driving.
Let's see, what time did I send that?
Oh, about 4:30. But I was still driving.
Besides, I sent it at 3:58.
I was still driving. Anyway.
You were driving at 3:58?
Yes, I was driving the van to work. I decided I didn't want to walk all the way to the post office today. Okay, so, let's see. What's going on this week? We went to Applebee's.
That's true.
And we had cold potatoes.
You had cold potatoes.
Hey, cool. We waited almost 45 minutes for that freaking meal to show up, and I think they put the potatoes on the plate when we ordered them. I was not a happy camper.
Well, that teaches you to have your steak well done.
I know, right? I'm such a jerk.
Did you see the Smed tweet this morning?
No. What did he tweet?
Smed tweeted this morning. This is John Smedley's tweet. They're called Smed tweets, I guess.
Smeets.
Smeets?
Smeets. That's what Brass calls them. She calls them Smeets.
Okay, well, he had a couple Smeets this morning. The first one is they're seeing some amazing growth in EQ2. 40% increase on on daily logins since going free to play.
Nice.
300% increase in new players.
Ooh.
Very good.
A 300% increase.
Well, you know, saying, and, hey, you can do it for free, I'm sure that would have turned up more people.
And 200% increase in item sales. Plus, we have added a lot of new subs, all during the time that some really good competition hit the market. And on top of that, EQ2 was ranked the best bang for the buck by Massively for 2011.
Yeah, but I mean, I love EverQuest and Sony Online, and don't get me wrong by saying this, but how can you not be best bang for the buck if you're giving it away for free? You know what I'm saying.
Well,
what a great deal they are. They're absolutely free. Wow.
Well, we're still the best bang for the buck. Period.
I don't have a bang sound effect, do I? Bang. Let me see. Bang, bang, bang. You got beer. Is it the best beer for the buck?
No.
Not the best beer for the buck. All right. I got a belch. It's the best belch for the buck? Wait. Let me try.
No.
No, not quite. Okay.
I don't even have a bell.
I got a bell. That's a little bell. That's a little bell.
It's the best bell for the buck.
Best bell for the buck. How about the best boys cartoon? Joining us this week, she who is to blame.
To blame for what?
To blame for all of this. The woman who introduced me to EverQuest back in 2001, early 2001. Safissa Lawn Gnome. Safissa, are you there?
I am here.
To blame.
It's not my fault.
It is your fault.
Lambit is to blame. She left where I was playing. I followed her. You moved in with me. I said, you're playing that crap-ass game? Are you kidding me? Come see what I can do. Whatever.
There's nothing wrong with the Elder Scrolls. As a matter of fact, Skyrim is one of the best-selling... It is the best-selling game of 2011.
Excuse me, at the time, compared to EverQuest, it was a crap-ass game.
Oh, well, fine. See how you are.
That's me.
So, I was living with you, and I'm like, no, I'm fine with Daggerfall. I'm good. And then, the ogre butt scratch. You showed me the EQ1 original ogre butt scratch. And of course, it's not there anymore. But it won me over. It's like, okay, I got to try this.
And then, of course, there was the dark elf female.
Bikinis.
Without the... Oh, and they didn't have the chaps.
Ass
the
chaps.
Buttless chaps. Yeah,
assless chaps. Ones. Who can resist? So, yes.
Yes, those were the days.
So not only did she get me involved in EverQuest, a year or so later, I decided to start thinking up really weird lyrics. And I kept coming to you and going, hey, how does this sound? Hey, how does this sound? Hey, how does this sound? And you said, record it or shut up!
No, I didn't tell you to shut up. I told you I wouldn't listen to it anymore until you wrote the whole damn thing. I love Hunting Gnolls. Do you want to know how many times I've heard just like little snippets of that thing?
You heard so many versions of that song before I actually decided to record it.
Decided to record it because I told you to shut the fuck up.
And then she beat me to death with a loaf of bread.
Did not.
Then I was resurrected back from the dead. Now,
as a sandwich.
As a sandwich. Yes. And then she
an open face sandwich too.
With mayonnaise, lots of it.
And cream cheese.
Ew.
Mayonnaise white
and
American
cream cheese. Come on, white American cheese is all right. A little salt and pepper on that too.
Turkey breast.
I love turkey breast. All right. Anyway.
You guys are crazy.
By the way, if you get a chance to hang out with our guildmate, Talaru, you two, I think, would just be awesome together. I mean, I lived with you for almost 7 years. And I'm telling you, I've known Talaru for a couple of years now, and you two have a personality. You would either become fast friends or kill each other.
I'm thinking
fast friends. Oh, yeah. You two are two peas in a pod. I'm telling you. I listen to her at work, and I'm like, Savissa would love this person.
Excuse me. Okay, excuse me. Did you addict one of your office mates to playing EverQuest?
Talaru?
Yeah.
Absolutely she did. Couldn't quite corrupt the daughter to do it, though. But I'm pretty sure she has brought a few people to EverQuest, too. So, yeah. So I think you two would actually get along quite well.
I'll take your word for that, and if I have a chance to have a chat with Talaru, we'll see how it goes. Either a love-hate relationship.
Alright, so welcome aboard. You have been away from the game for, what, about a year and a half now?
No. 2 years.
Oh, has it been 2 years?
2009 was the last time I logged in.
And you were actually on our show.
Then, yes.
Back in 2008, yeah. Actually. You were on our show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you are returning to EverQuest 2.
Mm-hmm.
With all these changes going on.
No shit.
Freeport is all new. We now have Peniel. Do you know Peniel blew up just like the whole... have you made it to that kind of lore yet?
No.
Peniel is Skyborn. It is up in the sky.
Wow.
Yeah, they blew themselves right off the face of Norath, boy.
Yep, and the and the whole story and stuff like that, we figured out, well, they confessed, who actually blew up Lucklin. It was the Uridites. And that's why they're up in the sky right now.
Up to this point, everybody was pointing fingers at the gnomes. That's why, you know, I was trying to get to you that one day, but
I doing the Emar quest. Wow.
Oh yeah, that was really hard for you. I didn't tell you what was going to happen. I just wanted you to go through it.
You actually made me read the end, and I'm just like, no. I mean, oh god. I was just like, it's Kithakor all over again. I've been there once. I don't want to do it again.
Mm-hmm. You're helping this person out. You go over to the statue. You come back. She's a dark elf! No!
Yeah, she's the daughter of hate.
No! Damn you, Interrupt! God, I was in guild chat when you found out that part of the story. You're like, no!
And I'm sitting here going, just hang in there. It gets better. Just... Yeah, it's okay. It's
okay. I am being corrected. Peniel and the whole of Otis is not in the sky. They were ripped into another dimension.
Oh.
And we do have to make note here. Gumi, the Legion of Kithakor, has dinged to a level 48 Beast Lord. So here's your ding. Congratulations, Gumi. All right, so you have yet to see Peniel. It's actually easy to get there. It's just a matter of you can't do anything there until you're 80.
Time out, ladies and gentlemen. I have felt like such an utter noob. Utterly. I mean, and Jethel, with his speed, runs around so fast, and he's helping me do these quests and everything, and I've gained, like, I think I came back at level 25.
Not
maybe
even.
30.
Yeah, you were in your low 20s, yeah, in your day.
And I'm now 49, and I mean, I came back right before Christmas, and then there was all the holidays in between. I mean, we only had a couple of sessions, and I'm like 49, and I'm like, oh, okay, let me figure out how to play my character again. Okay, this button. I mean, I couldn't find Heroic Opportunity for the longest time. Sorry, everybody, because it wasn't labeled Heroic Opportunity. It was labeled something else, and I had to look
through
everything
to find
it. Yeah, they
changed that. Like, mine is called a Lucky Break.
Yeah, I was just like, I know this stuff. Why can't I find it anymore?
Yeah, and I'm sure you noticed that they changed that like the same spell at an advanced level is still called the same spell now?
Yes, I did notice that, and I have appreciated the fact of the master class level, because I have researched my pet up to master class, and let me just say that Steffi kicks major ass when she's master level.
Oh, yes.
It actually makes me feel very, a lot more comfortable soloing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because when you were first starting out, you didn't have you had the lower end of your spell ranks at that point.
When I first created Zephissa in 2004, getting those like higher level, you know, of the spells, there was research, and you have to currently have, you know, the research portion of it, and doing trade skills really, really frustrated me a whole lot. But, well, let's just say I'm a convert over to trade skills now because, well, I'm doing Frostfell.
Mm-hmm.
Lyra is not a Frostfell elf, according to her. Haha. Anywho, moving along. I gained, like, 16 levels in, like, 2.5 hours. And I was using the bonus spell with it, and I did have my vitality thing there. It was really cool. I'm like, oh, look, I can do this.
That new Frostfell trade skill instance had massive amounts of experience. People were going all the way to 90 in that thing.
Well, especially if you didn't figure it out and you didn't wait for the dragon to show up.
Yeah.
And you left it going, where the hell is this guy? Because I'm going to freaking kill him. I've been freaking dealing with goblins. And then I'm like, okay, maybe if I stick around long enough. Oh my. When that thing came out, I was like, where can I hide? I can't hide from it. Oh, wait, it's just an NPC. Okay, great. Yeah. I'm just going to run around it for a while.
I still want to plop you down at Nagafin's feet.
You can kiss my ass.
Come on, Nagafin is a non-aggro mob in EQ2. You can attack him. You won't last long. I think he's officially the hardest hitting mob in the game because they don't want you to fight him.
I've gone on Nagafin raids in EverQuest 1. I don't like that dragon, and I don't want to see that dragon.
He's beautiful. He doesn't want to eat you unless you smack him. Then he's at, like, what, 100 level times 4 mob?
Yeah, he was the first level 100 mob in the game. And I'm surprised they haven't boosted him up, because, you know, people are getting level 90 now, and I think people might want to try taking him out. Although,
I am sure Grills have been down there to take him out before.
And never succeeded. I haven't heard of anyone taking out Nagavin. Because he hits so hard, he'll kill you instantly. And it's an area effect. So if you're near enough to attack him, you're going to get dead real fast. Lara is saying that it has happened at least once.
I told you.
Wow.
One of the higher level raid guilds went down there, full raid, took him out.
Oh, he got stuck in a wall.
So, oh, that's not fair.
Yeah, that's not a fair fight. So to get him to a point where he couldn't attack or something like that.
But yeah, we can get her down there. It'll take both of us.
No, I got down there all by myself. The thing
yeah,
is, so I have to get...
You have to port her down to just before that instance.
Mm-hmm.
Then you need to get her through that instance and then out the other end.
Well, yeah, she can just stay
by the
door.
Oh, great. I feel like gnome butter.
There's mobs in that instance that you have to traverse through. So, trust me.
Because, anyways, my very first night back, after he's showing me all around the guild hall, which I just have to say, you're calling this a hall? Are you kidding me?
Massive.
It's a freaking zone. Anywho, he's like, wait here, I really want to do something. And so he goes off, and I'm like puttering around trying to figure out where everything is, trying not to freak the complete out, because I was on the free account at the time, I think. And anyways, he's like, just wait right there. And he comes back and he goes, oh damn, I can't do it. And so he takes a screen caps and posts it up on Facebook. And I'm just like, I'm so glad, because I would have killed you, you asshole.
Yeah. Jaxel from the Oasis server is right. Before before I do bring you out to Nagafin, you have to do the quest to learn dragon speak so you can understand what he's saying, because he'll insult you.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Puny mortal. How dare you enter my chambers, puny mortal, or something like that. I don't know exactly what he says, but it's something to that effect.
I remember the first time I ever actually was in a raid that got to kill that thing, and the number of times that dragon had killed me displeases me mightily. It's kind of like how you want to go through and kill that, you know, certain named griffin every single time.
Never mind. He does now. Grim Feather.
I can now kill him with one shot.
And I bet you take great, great pleasure at it for the number of times he killed you with one shot.
Matter of fact, I'm going to go to Thundering Steps and see if he's up right now.
Oh, God.
He blocks out the sun! Gigantic 500-year-old griffin.
In your wings.
In my wings, yes. I have the new wings. Let me, Oh, yes, and by the way, Lord Bob is still around.
Yeah, you can't spell his name. We just call him Bob.
Lara has just said his name in the OGR channel there. Bob. We'll just call him Bob, because no one can ever possibly say that name.
And basically, next time you talk to somebody from Sony, make them pronounce it five times really fast.
I put that, I know, we can send into the Sony podcast the challenge to have Amy or her co-host, Brass, pronounce that name.
There we go. Yeah, we'll ask that for the official EQ2, the next EQ2 podcast. We want to know.
And they can't come up and say, oh, that Bob.
Bob. No, you have to say it.
And then they're just going to spend a whole bunch of time practicing it over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine, but that's their challenge. We'll have to put it on the Sony forum.
Yeah, Robin will be off camera. Robin will be off camera with cue cards, with it, you know, phonically spelt out.
Vowels. That sounds like something they'd do.
Lyra's saying that the vowels in his name change every few minutes.
What? So it's never the same?
I don't know. I'm not paying attention to him when I'm fighting him, whenever I fought him.
Curel says this, Dole John E. John E. John E. Moriner. Right, Yarn. Whatever. Whatever, dude. It's Bob, okay? Bob. Hey, I just found a crooked tree out in Thundering Steps.
Well, straighten it up.
I don't think I can. Sorry. It's not Kithacore. I can't manipulate the tree. Sorry. So, yes, I am now flying through the Thundering Steps with my new Pegasus wings.
You look like Bird Boy.
Bird Boy. Hey, I am Jethel Silver Wing.
Oh.
Silver Wing now.
He had the bat wings on, and it just...
I don't know. I mean, they're good looking.
You'd have to wear a dark outfit. I mean, they look better on Elquin.
Yeah, they look good on a dark outfit, I guess.
But now I guess we can play Angels and Demons.
Now see, all the paladins are going to start getting the Pegasus wings. All the Shadow Knights are going to start getting the Nightmare wings, and we'll have a big old fight.
Wouldn't that be an interesting RP event on the server, if you got two separate guilds, right? And you got paladins and you got shadow knights on either side, and they do a little fight.
Can the shadow knights win guild wars? The shadow knights would win.
We don't have guild wars. Wish we did.
Oh, never mind.
Unfortunately, no guild wars. We wish.
Hint, Sony.
No, we have been.
I brought that up to Smed. When he was on the show last year, it ain't gonna happen.
Howdy, because those were a lot of fun.
I know. I mean, I think the Knights of the Holy Storm versus the Children of Darkness, the one that I led, was the last. What was the last one on the Antonia Bills on the Illyrisi Mar server anyway? But it could have been the last one in EverQuest 1 before they took it away. Okay, Blood Talon is up. If I kill Blood Talon, Grimfeather might spawn. Hello, Blood Talon. You're about to be really quick work. And dead. Okay. The corpse of Blood Talon.
I kind of wonder why Jethel they took it away. And me.
What's that?
Well, I was
going to say Jethel meant.
Okay, now
Elquin, you go first.
I was wondering why they took Guild Wars out of EverQuest. Was there some sort of griefing issues with it?
I don't know. Well, you know, if you belonged to a guild that was involved in a guild war, you can be ganked and camped at any time. So people probably had problems with that.
Yeah, but they would get petitioned about being ganked and camped.
Yeah, maybe they just got tired of the petitions.
Trust me, I had received them and answered them several times and had to shoo people away.
Shoo, go away. Let him spawn.
So you can come back and gank him later.
Yeah. Let him get his armor first, for fuck's sake. So, yeah.
But as I was going to say, right, was that having Jethel mentor me and taking me through quests, right, I'm like, okay, I'm trying to figure out how to mash my buttons here and do my spells. I've only been back a little while. I'm not sure what does what, right? And all of a sudden, it's dead. And I'm just like,
yeah,
okay.
Good luck trying to get anything going with myself or Elquin leading the way.
Well, our motto is, if it's dead before it gets to us, who needs a tank?
Absolutely. And but, I'm sorry, when I'm in hunting mode, I don't fuck around. I'm not screwing around. If it's in my way, it's going to get dead, and that's all there is to it.
He plows.
I just plow through it.
Although I did appreciate when we went through that one dungeon and I actually got to mez things, and I'm just like, so cool!
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of cool.
I do want to give a shout-out to Tendo, who was a former member of the Legion of Kithakor. He was actually in Japan when the shit hit the fan. And he came out okay, and no problems. Glad he's fine. And he's in the channel right now.
Yay!
Glad to see you're
glad
good.
He's okay.
Yep. Glad to see you're all right. And let's see, you had someone. Ravina? I think it's Ravina. Elquin wanted me to give a shout-out to Ravina. Thank you very much for tuning in. Before we go any further, we do have a couple of announcements. Well, I thought we only had one birthday. We have two, actually. Two birthdays. Torin from the Antonia Bale server. Bartender of the...
Sounds like first word
is... Soulfire! Of the Soulfire Club. Of the Soulfire Club of Freeport, Torin. This is his birthday. I think it was yesterday. Yesterday. And very special happy birthday to Ashlane of Sony Online Entertainment. We love Ashlane. We'd love to get you on the show sometime. Ashlane is a longtime friend of the show. Without her, we would not have all the swag that we give away.
Swag!
Swag! We love swag, and we love Ashlane for sending it out to us. Love you to pieces, hon. And not just for the swag. We don't love you just for the swag. You're a wonderful friend. She is adorable. Elkin, you've met Ashlane.
Ashlane's a love.
She is adorable. Love her to pieces. And have you had the opportunity to meet Ashlane?
I may not have actually met Ashlane face-to-face, but I may have in my... I think I can reveal this stuff now. In my guidehood years, I may have known her, because the name sounds so familiar, and especially the spelling. I'm just like, I know that name from somewhere,
well,
but
was...
it's like dragging up the depths.
Yeah, she was second to Brenlo.
Oh, yeah, then yes, I know her. I know her.
She's adorable. She's adorable and we love her. And for Torin and Ashlane, here comes her.
Happy birthday to you!
wonderful people. Torin, of course, had a podcast, an online gaming radio. He's on hiatus at the moment. Hopefully we'll return. He used to have a Downrange with Torin Monday nights on online gaming radio. I'm hoping he'll return soon. Let's see here. You know, that's all the notes I have. Okay, we're done. Good night, everyone.
No, we're not.
Oh, no, we're not.
Okay, so, Sophissa.
Yes.
How are you enjoying being back in EQ2 after a 2-year absence?
Besides the learning curve, going, I don't know where anything is, and I feel like such a noob, and everybody on the RPLFG channel on our server have been awesome and patient, and I'm like, I'm sorry to ask this really newbie question, but I don't know where it is. Just the learning curve part, but I'm doing better. As my alt, my swashbuckler Faye, I've mentored a couple of people. That was fun. It's been interesting. I mean, I was here for the 21st thing they do every month, right?
Oh, for the and Moonlight Enchantments.
Yes, the Moonlight Enchantments. Well, I was reading up on it on Zam, and I'm just like, oh, I want one of those carpets. I want one of those carpets. So I asked around on RPLFG, and I finally found out how to do it. I was able to, after numerous questions of, okay, where is it at, and how do I get there, and okay, I hope I don't die because I've never been here before and I don't know what's here. I found the location that you can actually make the root beer, and mm-hmm. you get the tokens, and then you go over to another guy and you buy them. So I bought, like, I think I have like 200 now. Love it.
Very good.
Huh?
Very good. And just remember, those city tokens can also be used at the beginning of every month. We just missed it, actually, for the city fair. And you can find out the information on the Traveling Town Fair at Kithacore.org. Let's see, Kithacore.org/EQ/fair. You can just go to Kithacore.org, go to the EQ2 menu, and go to the city fair. And it has all the information. We have pictures of everything that you can buy at the city fair with your city tokens. Nice stuff. Housing stuff, and some appearance stuff, and food, stuff like that.
Well, the last one was Gorwin, so it's red and themed. Freeport's black and themed.
Kinos is white. Nariek is purple. Kelithin is wood.
It's Nariek. Blue? Yeah.
Yeah, Nariek is blue and purple. Hollis is stone. White stone. Or gray stone. It's actually supposed to be Bellium, I guess.
Yeah, blue stones.
Yeah. Although anyone that played EverQuest 1 knows that Bellium is transparent.
Yes.
I know that. Well, there is no Grimfeather that I can tell here.
Oh, that's too bad. You don't get to kill him again. He's your best buddy.
He knew you were coming.
You know,
yeah, and he hid in a rock.
You know, I wrote a song about Grimfeather.
I believe I've heard it. I think I have.
Yeah, and I interviewed him once.
Yep, she interviewed him. I'm going to play that on our music break.
He was nice.
Oh, yeah, he was all nice, and then he killed me after that.
Well.
Okay, I'm being told by Trista that Grimfeather is actually on a timer. Killing things won't make him spawn. So he shows up on his own accord.
Yes.
Well, I remember an EverQuest where you kill everything that's in the area, and it makes them spawn faster, but they might have fixed that.
I believe in EverQuest 1, there was a certain type, I think it was a Highland Griffin. You killed them to make Grimfeather spawn, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, Grimfeather had a placeholder out there.
Yeah.
He wasn't a big, bad, nasty like he is now. He's the size of a house.
He's friggin' huge! Later on tonight, we are going to play Kiting Elquin with Elquin's backup, Sophissa. If Elquin gets stuck on any questions, she can ask Sophissa. Sophissa might not know the answers either. God, it took me hours to come up with these questions just because I had no category. I had nothing to go on, so I was just like, oh, God, what could she answer? I was looking at her movies. Can I ask her a question about one of our movies? So it's a complete jumble of miscellaneous knowledge for this week. And the winner, of course, will receive a random item from the swag box. And I do have to apologize to Lara. I have been so busy since last week. I've completely forgotten to send out your stuff. It will go out this week, I promise. From last week's thing. What is this? Someone is linking. Oh, that ain't bad. I'm going to link that in the channel here. Somebody in the RPLFG channel linked this. It's called the Dawnbreaker. Here we go. You can take a look at that. Aha! HUD from the Legion of Kithakor has his Pegasus wings. Now I don't feel special.
Or you don't feel so weird.
He's never had a problem with feeling weird.
I love feeling weird. Weird feels great.
It's got an interesting graphic on that Dawnbreaker.
Yep, it's got some scrolling light work there, some sparklies. It looks pretty cool. I like it. Found out that the last week I had posed the question, where the heck do you get the decorations for your weapons and stuff for the reforging? And I find you actually get them in the new player dungeons.
That's well, one place. My
not in the dungeons.
My apprentice is researching that right now.
Excellent.
I will go double check.
Okay, you know what? I think we're going to take a little music break here.
When we come back, can we talk about Dungeon Maker?
When we come back, we can talk about the Dungeon Maker, and Zephissa and I can bitch about your dungeon. Craig Lynn from the Antonia Bale server is telling me that they also drop off mobs, the decorations. So we are going to take a quick music break. One moment here while I move stuff around. Taking that break a little sooner than I thought. That's all right. Okay, so we're going to take a music break. We're going to be back in about 10 minutes or so. We shall return. We have returned. Alrighty, so Dungeon Maker 2012!
Dun, dun, dun.
Alright, enough of that.
So I guess we could talk about the one I've done, but then I'd like to hit the spotlight on some other ones out there that I think are worth exploring.
But for just a minute, let's talk about hiding mobs behind curtains. That was very wrong of you. Wrong. It was bad.
Bad Elquin.
Bad Elquin. And we do have to congratulate.
They're not hiding behind. They're pacing back there. Mm-hmm. You just gotta peek. I said peek behind the veils.
Peek behind the veils. Okay, peek behind the veil.
Okay. We do want to, because it hasn't happened in quite a long time, we're now starting to get some low-level people into the guild. We do need to announce dings. Lassazen is now a 55 carpenter, so here is your trade skill ding. Actually, it's rather, I've always thought the trade skill ding was actually rather boring. So we just call it the blink. It's not a ding, it's a blink. So there we go. Congratulations. Okay. Evil Elquin hiding mobs.
I'm not hiding them. They're just pacing back there. Yeah. They are pacing.
HUD is standing in front of me here. He says he is munching on the fudge that we sent him.
Good.
Okay.
You can't eat just one, though.
Nope, of course not. We're still munching on the last batch.
I know. You are.
Well, I'm worried about it drying up. If you don't finish it pretty soon, I'm going to bring it to work.
Go for it.
Okay, so...
I know not to eat it. I'll have a little nibble here and there off each one, just a little taste, to make sure that, you know, quality control, one piece, good, burp, yep, tastes fine, it's right where it should be, same consistency, yep, we're good. And then I don't touch the rest of it.
Be like a crackhead, you know. Be like a crackhead being his own dealer.
Yeah.
Aw, man.
I know when the shit's good.
Yep. Hey, big old griffin just spawned right on top of me here. I'm like, oh, it's a grim feather! No, it's not. So I'm just going to kill him just from principle.
Thing never saw it happen.
HUD beat me to it.
Yep.
HUD's like, you're not grim feather. Be gone with you!
So, honestly, what did you guys think of the dungeon?
I thought it was very well laid out.
I really like the fact that I could be a hot, spider thingies.
The Drachnid.
Yes, the Drachnids. I thought that was kind of cool. But I'm like, because I logged in and I'm like, where? Whoa, this is so cool.
Now, my favorite avatar is the winged curator, which you can get by killing the Valkyrie type creatures, the winged guardians in Everfrost. You can kill those and they'll body drop it.
Oh, really?
And then you can use that as an avatar in the dungeons.
Nice.
If you noticed, I took Jethel through it last night with her. And yes. She's pretty balanced. She can heal. She can fight.
Okay, I didn't realize that you could specify what avatars are available. I thought it was just generic.
Mm-mm. I mean, each dungeon offers, I think, 4 or 5.
Right.
And on top of that, you can get your other avatars that you'd want. I mean, Station Cache has got a slew of them on there. But there's a bunch of them in-game that you can get. And I happen to like the... I think it's the Wing Curator. Hang on. I'll have to look it up.
All right.
And she's a pretty easy drop to get in Everfrost.
Hmm.
Hang on, I'm going through. I'm in the dungeon forum of the EQ EverQuest 2 forums, and give me like a second here to scroll. I got to remember what page she's
all
on.
Right. Well, Craglin from the Atonia Bale server is also telling us that there is a mob activator for a griffin.
Yes.
So you can get a griffin, name it Grimfeather.
Yeah, there is mobs that you can get for your dungeon spawners. There's a difference. There's activators and then spawners. Spawners are the mobs.
Mm-hmm.
And the activators are the avatar type things that you play. I thought that after you got it, anybody that entered your dungeon would have that option of using that avatar, but apparently not. Only you do.
Ah, okay. Well, that's not fair.
Yeah, I think it'd be neater, but you know, because maybe you know people would be more willing to get more of them. I'm happy with her. I really don't see using a different one.
Mm-hmm.
Just because she does very well. I'm getting closer. I should have bookmarked that specific page,
that's
but.
Okay. But if you want to check out Elquinjena's dungeon, and I think it's nicely done. It's nicely laid out, great decorations, and it's not too hard. It's not too easy. I think it's good for a small group or even a duo. I go to your dungeon maker, and mm-hmm. Which one is it, hon? Is it Layer of Scale?
Yeah, Layer of Scale.
Layer of Scale. And it's called Arena from the Twilight Zone. I'm not sure why you called it that, but it's number 9 on the list right now. What's this?
Well, as I was going to say, I thought, oh, what a pretty wall hanging. I'm willing to find it's a curtain that you have to go through to get to the mobs that are standing right there.
Oh, and hon, I was just given that Griffin Activator.
cool.
By Kraglin, so I will give that to you, because I don't plan on making my own.
Well, game. Activator, I take it back. Activator, it says Activator on it.
Uh-huh.
That's
wait,
Avatar.
Wait,
you could play as a griffin.
No, hold on.
And it's not, okay, they're saying, beware, it's big if you do all of it. Basically, it is split up into three sections. The entrance and exit are all in the dead center. So you have three different paths to go down. And you can go down that path, come back, you can decide to do one of the other two paths, or you can leave. I think I tested it with one path I did, and you came out leaving with 20 tokens. If you do all three paths, it's 71. Jethel and I went in there, duoed it in, 30 minutes maybe?
It was more like 45, actually.
Okay.
But it wasn't very difficult, and honestly, I think you were holding us back. You know me, I like to plow through stuff. When I want to do something, I want to freaking do it and get it over with. See that mob over there? I'm going to kill it.
If you do all of it and you don't end up with all the tokens, it's because you missed the mobs. There are some in the corners, and
yep.
You might want to check out the bed closer. That's all I'm going to say.
Yep. See that Steel Hoof Centaur? I'm going to kill it.
But,
why?
But
it's
yeah,
in my
I
way.
Soloed it with the activator that I listed in channel, the Windrider Curate. Curate? Activator.
Curate, yes.
Yeah, and you can get those from the Galebreaker Maidens in Everfrost. They'll drop for you.
Dithar wants to know if it is soloable, if you're very careful.
And I don't know if he wants to go in there or not. It's got spiders in it, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, it does have some spiders.
There is one room, and it's marked with a big spider web, so I'm pretty sure you'll know not to go that way.
Well, I said Dithar, not Dalar. So I don't know if that's bad or not. No idea. But if you're arachnophobic, there is a wing with spiders, so be aware.
It's pretty well marked. I think you'd be able to figure it out and not go down that one, but there's plenty of other action going on every place else. But yeah, I've been able to solo it Ring Rider.
Well, I would like to go through it again when we're not, you know, in the middle of the night and I'm, like, almost falling asleep on my keyboard.
I mean, it's... If you're careful... Yeah, I was telling Jethel, I mean, you could pretty much, you know, majority of the time you can solo pull stuff. The most that, you know, I've got some in groups, they're going to get two. The worst part is four. You'll get four at one shot in one spot in the whole place. If you get more than that in other places, you're not doing it right. You're not being careful. So treat it like any dungeon you've never been in before. Look around the corners.
Mm-hmm.
Look ahead.
Behind curtains.
Pacement. You know, watch the pace placement of things. You know, and where they're pacing at. You'll do fine.
Yeah.
But I will say, I would say that when you come in, the first wing off to the left, I would say that's the easiest. One straight ahead of you is, I would say, middle, and the one down to the right, I would say, would be the harder one,
mm-hmm.
because that's the one where the four, you can end up with four at one shot, somewhere down there. But, the reason I called it the arena from the Twilight Zone is, I use the Twilight Zone as the theme, and all these different dimensions have been, you know, magically brought in and attached, and there's different things going on in each little area for you to for your approval. So they all got little stories going on.
Submitted for your approval.
Submitted for your approval. Yes, and it's twisted. There's some twisted things in there. What can I say?
You're a twisted freak, and I love you for it.
Of course you do.
So yeah, if you're on AB, or if you really want to come over and make a 20-level character and go give it a shot, be my guest. And I hope you enjoy it. And do take time to read the books and check out the signs. And
yeah, definitely read the books.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Yeah, if you do it right, 71 tokens, you know, but like I said, you know, you could do a wing and quit and still walk out with at least 20-something tokens.
What do you do with those tokens?
You can use them on
go in the
station cache.
Well, you don't use them as station cash.
No, you go into the marketplace under Dungeon Maker, and there's all sorts of stuff. There's accessories, for one. And there's charms that you can get. There are different levels. You know, they're not, I don't think, as good as some of the stuff you can get in-game, but heck, you know, they're not bad for what they are.
Yeah.
There's adornments that you can get that you could put on your weapons and stuff. And like I said again, I don't think they're... these are temporary adornments. If your thing has a temporary adornment slot, I guess. Ammo, consumables, such things as a self-repair kit, potion of diminished debt, which reduces the experience debt that if you have any, research time reduction, each one reduces your research time by an hour.
Well, there you go.
That's only 10 marks. 10 marks, that's it.
And are these things that can only be used in the dungeon?
No.
Oh.
You can use what I've mentioned so far. You can use on your main character or your character in game, outside of the dungeon, in any place else. Like the research time reduction for 50 marks, that reduces it by 6 hours. A spell that you're researching, it reduces the research time on it. Or the two repair kits. There's two different repair kits. There is there's different time reductions on research that go all the way up to a day for 775 marks.
Nice.
There's food, drink. There's decoration sets. And these do, you know, let's see. These are for, these have to be used in the Dungeon Maker. But, you know, there's glass weapons that, they can't be repaired, but they are pretty decent ones.
There are 1,000 marks. Yeah, the glass weaponry is actually better than what I'm using.
There's mounts. There's foraging decorations where you can get greater essence of electricity for 250 marks. It's one of them. There's other weapons that you can get. Armor, containers. There's a box of endless usefulness, which is a 48 slot container that you can put in your bank. Dimensional quiver, how many slots is that? 32 slots.
Mm-hmm.
Dimensional pouch, 32 slots. What else? And then, you know, the rest of it is other things for Dungeon Maker, like effect objects, layouts, spawners, the decoration sets, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
cool.
Yeah, and there's a mount, too. A nice mount. It's like my fire horse, but green.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And that's 500 tokens, or marks. And it doesn't take that long to get them.
No. I mean, hell, go through yours a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
So what else is new? I bought the Assassin's Backpack that came out last week.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually pretty cool. It's a brown backpack with there's a dagger on the side, some poison bottles dripping. Why are the bottles dripping?
Messy not, assassin.
Not, I was just going to say, not a very good assassin if you ask me. If you're letting your poisons drip out, you're also leaving a trail behind you, which means people can find you. Not a very good assassin.
Oh, and Flopper wanted to know, wait, can you buy avatars with the tokens? Yes, there is. Avatars that you can buy to run in your dungeon with marks. So.
Marks.
No anyway, facts. I posted on the forums about getting the word out about other people's dungeons.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I want people to go through my dungeons and give me some good marks. Some good likes. Just because it'd be fun. So I got at least three posts. One is from a person named, well, they're Darkhorn okay. on the server, but it looks like this is what their name is in the game. I'll post it to the OGR channel.
That's Kraglin. That's the guy that's going, that just gave us the Griffin for yours.
Okay. He just put one up called the Sony Workshop.
Huh.
It's in the Lair scale. He did it to amuse himself as a kind of in-game run through the Sony office. Sony, get it? It's spelt this way, guys. So, he did a little bit of flavor text, but currently it seems like about only half of it kicks off, not all of it, because you have flavor text for the aggro and the battle and death and half-life, and when a member dies and when the mob gets victory, then you have flavor text for each one of the classes, you know, if a scout's hitting you or a tank or a healer, that sort of thing. I limited my text to just the main things, the aggro, the battle, half-life, death, when a member dies, and victory. I think I did all the wolves with all the flavor text that was available, and I thought, why am I doing this when maybe none of this is going to be seen?
True.
So, you know.
Especially when you have someone like me going through there, killing everything before they have a chance to sing.
Well, they should have seen you and went, you're not dead yet?
No. Because I am a murder machine.
So he started out giving him flavor text, but he's given up for the moment. He will probably add more later. He would like to add a book eventually to indicate why the wolves are behind you when you first log in. They are the wolves at the door that need to be kept in mind. Basically, you start out in the front office with the CSR and the forum folks, and you work through the dev offices, then the art and animation section, then an open large open area that has the legal and accounting departments, and then on through to the end, one surprise guest, then a big bad meanie of Days Gone Past himself. I haven't ran his dungeon yet, so I'm not sure.
It's probably
what that means.
Smed.
Anyway, again, by no means, he says, it's not done, but it's up for anybody that would like to give it a shot and amuse himself. It's So, S-E-W, Knee Workshop on Antonio Bell under the Lair Scale Dungeon Maps.
Okay.
In addition, he says it gives about 83 tokens, if he remembers right. He says it can be sold, but you may die a couple times. He says watch for roamers and try to watch the pulls. There are a couple areas that he needs to space them out a bit more. It'd be nice to have a social range indicator. Yeah, I'd like to know that too when you're placing mobs is, okay, what is the range of their social, you know? Because it seems like I've been through some dungeons and these things are so close and they don't socialize with each other, but in my dungeon I have them quite a ways apart and they still, you know, decide to come together. I don't understand it. He ran it with the basic warrior avatars with a couple of desks as he was just rushing to finish it. And he says the pulls are between 1 and 4 mobs, but with the roamers you can pull more, so be careful.
Right.
So there's that one. And then this is another one that happens to be on Antonio Bale. It's called Organically Grown Rats.
Organically Grown Rats?
Yes.
Rats?
The character's name is Jezzy, J-E-Z-Z-I-E.
Okay.
Am I saying that right?
Sounds right.
And it's a short dungeon, about 40 marks. The dungeon is set in a storage warehouse in which you are shrunk down to the size of a rat. You navigate through a maze, a bedroom, and then the warehouse proper. It is the second dungeon they've attempted to do, with minimal outside furnishings in a few days. It does not utilize the entire map, as they wanted to finish it fast, but intensely immersive experience. They put some flavor text in, but not enough to irritate you. Not an epic decorating legend, but also not your typical mobs sprinkled on a generic map. Getting to the exit is part of the challenge, but is located but its location is hinted at you on a sign at the entrance.
Hmm.
They wanted to give players some vertical stimulation rather than just a hack and slash. They did it solo with a default warrior. It's a fast 15-20 minute, a 10-15 run through. With a group of no more than three, you will pull you just pull carefully.
Right.
So about 40-ish marks. Okay. We have one off the Crossbones server called the Gardens of Eternity. Formerly the Gardens of Dangerous Delights, but changed because it was too long for the list. It uses the Chardock map, one, which is pretty big. This was by Puddle Jump. Right. And the theme to the dungeon is a garden with undead, fays, snakes, and related monsters. The story behind it is the long-dead overlord Baltharix. I'll put the name in there, and you can tell me.
Just call him Bob. Sorry.
No.
Balthraxix.
Balthraxix.
That's what it looks like.
Tried to overcome life itself. Instead, his spirit was broken up into remains, which haunt his garden eternally. Along with his former victims, former denies of the garden, now trapped there, and interlopers from outside. It gives anywhere from 25 to 35 marks, depending on if you kill all the mobs. He's got a lot of substantial flavor text, but not all the mobs. Not all the mobs have text, or much text. They're in unintelligible undead animals, so why would they talk? So I agreed it. The entrance, the exit is not placed at the entrance. It's a short dungeon with a bit of caution. The difficulty level is not high. Veteran players will probably not find it challenging. Took them about 3 weeks of working on it on and off. Managed to place over 1,800 objects, if the object count is correct on the, you know, when you bring up the house. He did play test it. He used the Dragna Shadow Knight.
Mm-hmm.
He soloed it. Doesn't need hails. It takes about 20 minutes if you avoid some mobs. He has almost no EQ to decorating experience. Would be more interested in hearing how an experienced designer goes about working on a dungeon. He was on limited funds, so that's why he stuck with what he had. He'd like to get some more things to put in his dungeon, like from the Moonlight Enchantments. And that's pretty easy to do. You just got to do the Moonlight Enchantments. There's, what is it, the one in Darklight Woods? Is that the one?
What's that now?
The one in Darklight Woods, is that the one you go to and you just sit there and craft all day for Moonlight Enchantment tokens?
Oh, I'm not sure where it is. It could be.
Yes, it is.
Okay, she knows.
No, that's the one I did.
Okay, she knows.
So yeah, you can go in there and just sit and make root beer. Never leave the zone. And then there's one I really want to mention, well, besides Brasses, which we haven't seen yet. This one comes off of Butcher Block server. It is done by Blink. It is under Chardock maps called Script Affinity Incorporated. And I love the idea for this dungeon of his. He says it has over 100 individual EQ NPC references, over 1,000 plus items, enough dialogue on each NPC to offer a new experience several times over, and over 100 marks for the dungeon. Now, what his dungeon is a place for mobs to go in between encounters. I'll read, this is, he put a post up on the forum. Here at Script Affinity Incorporated, we'd like to welcome you to our state-of-the-art facilities that can accommodate any particular persons in the means of comfort, relaxation, and rehearsal facilities for your encounters. Our waiting area will greet you with lavish comforts as you wait your turn to be seen. Our receptionist will guide you in the right direction to meet your needs. If you are a trash mob seeking an audience, seeking an addition to take the place of our countless job offerings, we have separate rooms which can accommodate various people, insects, undead, and so on. Our audition stages cycle daily to meet the needs of the trash mob demands for our all live servers. You will be directed to renowned NPCs in order to find the best quality applicants.
Wow.
If you are not a trash mob, you will be kindly escorted to our other locations. For relaxation and beverages, we offer several locations that will fit your needs. The Shadowed Grove Tavern and Spa will offer comforts that will ease any tension from player character disruptions. We also offer a place for quiet with our Trobby Sanctuary, where you can converse in private with friends and coworkers without the disruption of the outside. Our dressing rooms are top-notch, with the finest comforts to fit the smallest brownie to the largest dragons. Each room is personalized to the current client. Our rehearsal stages can be reversed if given notice a week in advance and cycle periodically in order for you to keep your script in working order and not slip up when it must be used. Yes, pictures. We also offer script editing services, which are conducted by our highly skilled developers. You could alter your encounter in ways you've never dreamed. With that, we look forward to your visit to Scripted Affinity Incorporated and hope you enjoy your stay. Scripted Affinity Incorporated, where your scripts are our success. Blink of ButcherBlock. And it's just incredible. I need to go make an avatar over on ButcherBlock just to go check this out. So it's a whole dungeon set up for mobs to get away from player encounters, to practice their scripts, maybe trash mobs to move their way up to something more, you know, prominent in a dungeon.
Nice.
So I gotta love it, and I just love the creativity out there.
Nice.
And we still have to get over to Crushbone.
The problem is you need to be level 20 in order to do that.
Well, you know, I've been thinking. I know that over on beta that they are they're testing out being able to run these dungeons as yourself or the avatar.
Yeah.
Either or. And I either think that, one, they're going to do some sort of thing where you can travel to somebody else's dungeon if they're not on your server.
That would be nice.
Possibly. And the only way you could probably do it is if you go as your avatar. Don't know.
Not necessarily.
Well, maybe. I don't know. That's my inkling. You didn't know. But all they're right. Still working on that.
Well, we will find out in time.
And we'll see if my prediction is true. But yeah, it would be nice to go pop into... I mean, when you go house hunt looking, you don't have to be level. You just go make a tune someplace, get your butt to their house, and you go look. But yeah, in order to run the dungeons, somebody's dungeon, you got to be at least level 20. But it really doesn't take that long, but, you know.
Yep.
I think those two would be worth looking at.
I think so. And where do you have that at?
That, what?
The list.
This is a post on the forum, on the EQ2 forums, under Dungeon Maker.
Okay.
And mine is called Get the Word Out About Your Dungeons on the Jethel Silverwing Show. So if you have a dungeon that you would like mentioned on the show, go to the EverQuest 2 forums under Dungeon Maker, find my post, and add yours. I want the name of your dungeon, the server it's on, what map you're using, your tune's name. Is there a theme to your dungeon? Is there a storyline behind the creation? How many marks does it give? Do you got any flavor text going on? You got none, some, a lot? Did you place the exit at the entrance? How long did it take you to work on your dungeon? Did you play test it? What avatar you used when you play tested it?
Well, we don't need all that stuff. You can always just...
You do. It's interesting to know. Do you? Right. I mean, people want to know this stuff. Can it be soloed? Do you need heals in it? The time it took you to solo it? Did you do it with a group? Did it take how much time? And if you'd be willing to come on the show to talk about it.
Now, wait a minute. You think I'm just going to let anyone on? Oh, yeah, we did let Sifis on, didn't we?
Hey!
Twice now.
Hey!
So yeah, if you'd like to talk about your dungeon, by all means, respond to that post under the Dungeon Maker area on the official EQ2 forums. And if you need to know where to go to get to the official EQ2 forums, go to EverQuest2.com and look under community. You know what time it is?
No. I sense...
You sense?
It could be.
Really? Could be?
It could be that kiting elk.
You sure?
Could be.
Positive?
I don't know. With you, I never know.
It might be. Let me hit this button and we'll find out, okay?
Hold on tight. You know she's a little bit dangerous.
It's time to play Kiting Elquin right here on the Gentle Silverwing Show.
Hold on tight.
Okay, it is time to play Kiting Elquin.
Humiliation for both of us.
10 questions of doom.
Oh,
10 questions of doom. Doom. I have absolutely no particular category this week. It is a bunch of random knowledge, I suppose. I did try to make it stuff that Elquin might get. The way it works, folks... we're going to ask her questions. She's either going to get them right or wrong. She does have the option of asking Sophissa this week to help her out. And however many questions she gets right is the amount of tells I want to receive. So if she gets, for example, 5 correct, I want to get 5 tells. The fifth person to send me a tell will receive an item from the swag box. Let me clear my chat window here. Your chat text. There we go. That way when people start sending me tells, I can start with a fresh window. Are you ready, Elquin?
Do I have a choice?
No. Are you prepared to assist? Sophissa?
Yeah, I'm ready.
She's ready. Okay. Oh, let me get my thing up here. Alright, question one. Whoop, help if I had the questions up, huh? There we go. Guy Noir and the All-Star Shoe Band are regulars on what long-running radio show?
Prairie Home Companion.
Correct. Skunks are indigenous to what continent? Where do they come from?
North America.
Correct. What is the longest-running cartoon series?
The Simpsons.
See, you're on
a roll. Oh my god!
You're on a roll this week.
Oh lord!
All right, let's see. LG just announced a TV that is that they are releasing a TV that is how wide?
7 feet.
4 in a row. I don't believe it.
Oh my god!
Okay, you might not get this one though. Why is the movie Cutthroat Island listed in the Guinness Book of Records?
For the most use of blood?
Incorrect. Remember, you can't ask Sophissa if she knows. Wait a minute. Okay. Who is the leader of the city of Kelethin?
It's that queen little thing with the wings. Sophissa, do you know her name?
Are you kidding
Queen
me?
Queen something or other. She's a fae.
Oh, yeah, she's a fae. I want a name.
Sophissa, don't you know?
No, of course I don't, hon. I've only been back, a month?
All right, sorry, girls. That would be a I don't know. Okay. What classic movie director is known as the King of the Gimmick?
Oh, God. I don't remember his name. I know he made the Tingler.
King of the Gimmick.
Sophissa, do you know?
Are you kidding me with him and his film knowledge? No, I have no clue.
He directed The House on Haunted Hill.
Oh, yeah, I don't know that one.
All right. Next.
Harry House.
What?
Harry House?
No.
Okay, fine.
What is another name for a bell tower often inhabited by bats?
Belfry.
Correct.
Which is what you have.
Yes, we have bats in the belfry, that's for sure. The vampire show, True Blood, primarily takes place in what state?
Louisiana.
What? Oh, no. I'm sorry. You are correct. I hit the wrong button. Okay, now, either one of you should be able to get this. EverQuest NPC race is half dark elf, half spider?
Oh, Drachmid.
It's fine. It's about time.
Correct. Okay, so let's see. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct. So I want 7 tells to Jethel. 7! So let me see here. Let me send tell now. That way you can just click on my name and do send tell. So I want the 7th person to send me a tell, and you win. Let's go over those. Elkin, why did you send me a tell? Okay, let's go over these questions. Hun, the swag box is right here. No, you can't have anything.
I just wanted to hear you yell.
Okay, Guy Noir and the All-Star Shoe Band are regulars on the Prairie Home Companion. Been going on for, God, about 30 years now. Skunks are indigenous to North America. I had to throw that in there because I was reminded, for some reason, of the time I was talking to a former guildmate in England, and a skunk had gone by the window. This is back when I was living with Safissa, and I'm like, oh god, a skunk just went by. And he's like, I've heard of skunks, and I heard they smell bad. What do they smell like? And you can't describe a skunk smell. It's a skunk.
No. Yes.
Well, it's like rotted cabbage with vinegar.
Oh, that's for sure. Okay, let's see. Then the longest-running cartoon is The Simpsons. Of course, I realize now that I've actually asked you that before. Let's see. LG announced the new ultra definition. Not high definition, ultra definition.
Yeah.
Television will be 82 inches wide and have 4 times the amount of pixels per square inch as your standard 1080.
You see, a lot of guys think that women don't listen to him, but I was listening to him when he was drooling and picking his chin off the floor when he was reading this.
It's probably going to cost as much as a car.
And I like the fact that HUD told him that his TV's bigger than his, so that was cute, too.
Yeah, thanks, HUD. Appreciate that.
It's a man thing. Well, I have a 58-inch TV. Well, I got a 68-inch TV.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a pissing contest, almost. Or my thingy's bigger than your thingy. See?
All right.
They make it up in TVs and cars. Engines.
HUD says he...
Tires.
HUD currently has an 82-inch TV.
Wow.
That's a friggin' movie theater screen. Okay, let's see here. The movie Cutthroat Island is listed in the Guinness Book of World Records for being the biggest bomb of all time. Lost $140 million. The biggest bomb of all time. The leader of Kelethan. I've never even seen Cutthroat Island. So, you know, that tells you there, right? I've seen thousands of movies, and I've never seen Cutthroat Island. So that's got to tell you something right there. Okay, let's see here. The leader of Kelethan is Queen Amri, who is a fae, yes.
I probably couldn't even pronounce her name anyway.
And there's even a princess. I don't know what her name is. Okay, let's see. The classic director known as the King of the Gimmick is William Castle.
William Castle.
William
Castle. I don't know
Castle.
Why I never remember his name. I know what he looks like.
Yep, he always had a huge cigar. He almost looked like JFK. Not JFK, FDR.
Yeah.
He looked like Roosevelt. But yeah, House on Haunted Hill, The Tingler. You know, he came up with these things, like, during The Tingler. They were like, every other seat in the theater was electrified. They, look out! The Tingler is loose in the theater! And people would start getting friggin' shocks.
And we found out by watching that one documentary with John Waters that when he would go to the theater where these things were being shown, he'd look underneath every seat until he found one of the shock-a-thon things, and he'd sit there and have his ass electrocuted all during the movie.
Shock-o-rama.
Shock-o-rama.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, leave it to John Walters to get his ass shocked.
John Walters, God. What is another name for a bell tower? A belfry, yes. Indeed.
As in bats in.
Yes. Zephissa does have bats in the belfry.
Batty.
No.
I was talking about you.
That's my nickname.
Shut up.
The vampire show True Blood is in Louisiana, yes. Can't wait for the... I can't wait for the friggin' next season to be available on Netflix. Or at least on DVD so we can get it. We've only seen 1, 2, and 3, I believe. Season 4 just finished. They're talking about season 5 right now. And it's like, well, I haven't seen season 4 yet. Suka. Suka.
It's like me and Dexter. You know, I got... Dexter. I tasted Dexter for my birthday, and I wanted more.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the NPC race that is half Dark Elf, half Spider is a Drachnid. I was not expecting Elquin to actually get it. You have a hard time with names.
Names?
You got a hard time with names. Okay, so let's see. Who is number 7? Not including Elquin Jenna. What are you doing sending me a tell? For God's sake. All right, let's see here. 1, 2, skip Elquin Jenna, who was number 3. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Serest. Serest from the Antonia Bale server. You have won a random item from the swag box. What I need you to do is send me an in-game message with your real mailing address so I can mail you a random item from the swag box.
Yay, swag box.
And I'm glad to say, no t-shirts.
Good.
Although I did request them, but I requested them in a 5X so I could steal a couple.
Gosh, but, shame on you.
But no. No t-shirts this time. That's alright. Got lots of other stuff. Alright, so. That's it for this week's edition of Cutting Elquin. With her partner in crime. Zephissa. Zephissa.
Jeez. Right.
So, what else we have to talk about this week?
Well, I did want to bring up one bug that they're currently working on for Dungeon Master.
What's that?
Are the Dungeon Makers.
Mm-hmm. Dungeon Masters.
Yeah. Dungeon Maker!
Go on.
What?
Go on. What?
Oh. Well, it's been reported on the forums, and if you go in there and you have a lot of vitality, you get your experience and all that, but for some reason when you leave, it wipes out your vitality.
Cool.
I don't know if you log out and come back in, if it'll fix that. I just know that all of a sudden, foof, you got none.
Well, that's not good.
There's also another dungeon I wanted to bring up that I did the other day. It's called Druids Gone Wild.
Druids Gone Wild?
Yeah.
Naked druids shaking their boobs around?
It's in a layer of scale. Well done. Very well decorated. And that's a case of mobs being fairly close together, but I guess it's because they have so much decoration in there that it causes barriers and they don't pull together.
Huh.
But it was a nice little run. I forgot how many tokens I got, maybe 40 or something. Very well, nicely done.
Okay, Druids Gone Wild. We'll have to check that one out.
So yeah, when I say that, you know, if they want to come on the show, maybe they can come on for 15, 20, 30, maybe 30 minutes or something to plug their dungeon and why they made it and the story behind it. Don't you think that'd be kind of interesting?
Sure.
Regardless of what server they're on?
Come on in, plug your dungeon, and get out. No. Oh, my back is killing me. I've pretty much been having to work solo today.
Hud's saying, be careful if he sends you a mug.
Careful if I send a mug? Why be careful? What happened
it's
with the mug?
It's not natural.
Oh, the color changing mug. The color changing mug of doom. I don't know if I have any of those left. We were giving those out. We were giving those out first. So I'm not sure I even got any of those left. But we have stuff and things. And I will send some to Sarest. And I got to send some stuff to Lyra.
Mm-hmm.
God, I've just been so busy.
I know.
Okay, so. Oh, Hutt is saying the color-changing mud freaked him out at first. I told people it was a mood mug. It changed colors.
The mood mug.
Savissa, you're breathing into the mic again.
Sorry.
I just had one of the dungeon makers come by.
Oh, neat.
Craiglin? K-R-A-A-G-L-I-N?
Yep, that's the one that gave us the...
I can actually say it.
Craiglin, yes.
Craiglin.
It's the one that gave us the griffin.
He looked like a Shadow Knight.
I don't know what he is. It was a run-by trading. Just ran up, threw a griffin at me, and ran off. I'm like, hey, I'm in a griffin field. You're throwing a griffin at me?
I guess so. Here, catch a griffin! Woof. I know there's griffin mobs.
Hmm.
When I was perusing the broker to buy up what I could.
It is the griffin mob.
Well, no, it's an actuator. You can be that avatar.
You can be a griffin? Hold on a sec. Let me link this here. It's not,
when I read
it's
it,
not an
when
avatar.
I read it, it actually said it was a monster.
Yeah, it's not an avatar.
Well, all right, link it again.
Okay, hold on. Here you go. There you go.
Monk.
Yeah, it says monk, but read it. Activating this item will allow you to use Hylian Griffin Hunter in your dungeon makers. It will spawn as griffin.
Hmm.
It will spawn, so it's not a...
It's a spawner, he says. Well,
right. God damn, I'm tired.
Okay, but there is a griffin avatar, too.
There is? That's weird.
Yeah.
Don't you want to fight as being a griffin?
No, not really.
You don't want to be a griffin?
No, I just want to kill him.
You don't want to be Featherbutt? That's it, hon. When I give you this griffin, you put it in your dungeon, you have to name it Featherbutt.
Featherbutt.
By the way,
I have to do a whole nother dungeon. I am not opening that one, taking that one back down again to beg for likes.
I don't blame you.
I had 5 solid likes in both categories, and I had to take it down to fix some text, and, you know, I ended up getting... There's a couple boss mobs that you can pick up real easy. Let me get the names of them. One of them
is
one of them is a lich, necromancer, dreadlord type guy. I got mine in the
thing.
Well, it was in Stonebrunt Mountains. It is the bottom you can get them in a couple ones, but I went into this one. Damn it, why can't I remember this stuff?
The hole?
No. Hang on.
You should take notes.
I don't think I'm gonna bring it up and then I do.
Hey look, woman, we don't come prepared to this show.
Yeah, I know. I get noticed. Like at 9 o'clock your time, noon my time. Hey, you want to be on my show tomorrow? Sure.
Yeah. We had nothing else going on. Like, yeah, let's see what Sophista thinks about coming back to Ikkyo.
What was the expansion where Otis showed up? Was it Shadow Odyssey or Sentinel's Fate?
Sentinel's Fate. Pretty sure.
Zone Sentinel's Fate. It's in...
Hmm.
It's in the Vastly Deeps in VC.
Vastly Deeps.
Yes, in Vastel Celeste. See, this one.
Do you see what I meant about her being terrible with names? There she is. There she is adding letters that don't belong.
All you got to do is go into the front.
The vestigial.
Just the entrance. And get the floaty guys floating around. Not the caller, but the other ones.
Floaty guys. That's the name, of a mob
Kremlin
now. Floaty
Saint,
guys.
He got Emperor Crush, which is an orc paladin. He got it really easy off of dead orcs in Common Lands. What was the other one I got? Oh, I got that other one out of the hole. That one's a little bit harder to get to because you got to get over to where the Bone Bridge is. And it's one of those three-headed bone dogs.
Bone.
Are we going to be talking about your bone again?
No. Let's see. An ever-searching apparition is what you want in VC. Okay. And then down in Zahol.
In Zahol.
You want to get... this is the area where the rats are.
Rats.
And it is a pacing something or other.
Well, they're just giving up on naming things, aren't they? Something or others and thingamajigs.
Who's my bobs?
Anyway, that gives that three-headed dog that I had. Did I hit... Oh, I said, show me the mobs, and it just brought up a bunch of weird ones.
No idea.
Anyway, there's a bunch of skeletal bulls. Anybody that's been down in the hole knows where I'm talking about. If you haven't been down there, I could probably show you rather than just tell you. It's a bit to get over to the Bone Bridge. And then there's this area up there, and then there's a big circle with that has a ring event that happens.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a pacing something or other, and I can't find the friggin' name.
If she could pronounce it.
That's true.
No idea. I've never been in the Bastion Deep. I've only had very limited experience in the hole. In that hole, anyway.
An energetic pacer in the hole.
Yes, I understand. You want someone who has an energetic pace in the hole. What are you talking
about? No. Celebrus. Warder. Anyway.
Cerberus.
Okay.
Cerberus.
But it drops off an energetic pacer in the hole, which is on the Rotonga side, way at the other end of the Maw zone where the Bone Bridge is, up through there. I got mine on the upper level where there's them and a bunch of bone-looking oxes and stuff. So, yeah. Those two mobs are at least easy to get.
Alrighty.
So that's why I took mine down and brought it back up, because I wanted to add a little bit more of something different. That, and I had typos I had to fix. So would that be called a update?
Sure. Okay, so, what else we got to talk about here tonight?
Is there any clay statue mobs?
No idea.
I have not seen any. I know what they're talking about. In the Isle of Mar, there's these
golems.
No, they're talking about the terracotta mobs.
Ah, right.
Terracotta statue type things, I believe.
Yep.
I haven't seen any of those. There is some of the clay guys, I believe. But I think that's in the elemental pack.
I have something to talk about.
What's that? What do you want to talk about?
Well, I remember how on Sunday I tried to get Silver Wing reunion together.
Yeah, yeah.
So close, but Perlaquin had to be out of had to be at a family member's house. Completely forgot.
So we trying again this week?
So we're gonna try it for next weekend. Next weekend, yeah, this coming weekend, yeah.
All right.
I gotta give him a call.
Cool.
And that would bring the original Silverwing clan together.
Yes. Well, technically minus Darkwing, but sufficient Darkwing. So.
Well, I can't get Darkwing spelled D-A-R-K-W-I-N-D. She's got a Y in her name.
Have you tried? I mean, recently.
No, not recently. I can give it a try.
Yeah,
I'll
see. Give it a shot. Maybe it's available now. You don't know.
Hmm. Yeah, Lambert gave me crap for not leveling up Darkwing, and I'm just because, I want to get one character to 60. I mean, to 90 first, and then I'll think about, you know, leveling somebody else up.
You know, once you get a character up to 90, you get a 10% increase on any of your other characters while leveling them up.
Mm-hmm.
And you get 10% increase per tune that you have at level 90. So when you get one up to level 90, you get 10% increase on getting the next one up. And if you get two of them up at 90, that gives you 20%.
Well, that's cool.
And then on top of that, your vitality. And then if anybody mentors, you get bonuses from that. Do you think you're flying through the levels too quickly?
Well, I appreciate it. Don't get me wrong. I'm just reminiscing about the time that, you know, we walked uphill school both ways with, you know, bricks in our pockets. And it's a nice change so that I can actually get to see places that I wouldn't normally get to see because I really don't have a lot of time to play online games like I used to back in the day. So being level 49 is quite nice, but I feel a bit of a knowledge deficit of, okay, I'm 49 now, what do I do? You know,
yeah.
And so I'll be asking a lot of questions like, okay, where's a good place to hunt? You know, these sorts of things and testing out the new spells and that sort of stuff.
I have two corrections to make. They're telling me it's 20% per level 90.
Oh.
I always thought it was 10. And Craiglin says that there is a clay golem mob. It looks like the guardians from Seb, though.
Yeah.
So there's the two corrections.
So yeah, that would be interesting. I mean, I really want to see higher end places. I really do.
But yet you're not willing to go see Naugafin. I see.
Why? What's the risk?
You want risk? I'll try dragging you through there instead of pulling, instead of just summoning you.
Oh yeah, sure. How many times do you want to kill me?
There would be many, many, many deaths. Now, if you
want, I can get down partway.
Well, I was just going to say, if you really want to dial up, we can always have Elkin drag you down.
Oh, hush. I can get her down to that one room that you zone through, clear it, and then drag her through. You watch.
This is not an invitation. This is not a challenge, ladies and gentlemen. I really don't want to go see that ugly dragon.
He's not ugly.
He's beautiful.
He's handsome now.
He's very pretty.
I'm glad that he's pretty, but I don't like that dragon ever since EverQuest.
Well, how do you think I feel about the Plane of Fear? Friggin' 11-hour, friggin' 7-hour corpse run in the Plane of Fear. That was the very last plane raid that I went on. It's like, frig that.
I will say Clan Battleaxe cleared Fear, and we held it for at least 2 days.
Well,
I think we were trying to get Urson or somebody.
We can bite my ass. How's that?
their epic piece from there, I don't know. I don't remember, but I know we held that place for 2 friggin' days after we cleared it.
Well, aren't you just special, little Miss Uber La Di Da?
Clan Battleaxe wasn't that Uber. We were unique. very few raiding guilds could claim to be truly RP back then.
Yes, that is extremely true.
I remember them giving a member a bad time because he came in with a Vashir skinned rope, and you know this we're supposed to be a fairly good aligned, not you know. He should be wearing a skin of an ally.
He should be eating like smoked wood elf or anything like that either.
Yeah, I know. It's just terrible. Well, we had a big debate about that. He had to take it off. Even though it was a better robe than what he had, and it was like,
you don't care if you needed an upgrade. You don't wear that robe here, boy.
Yeah, it's like, no, don't wear that. No, jeez. I don't know. I think that's when you take things a little far.
I would agree with that wholeheartedly, especially if you're a caster.
But need. No!
Basically. Yeah, it really made him upset.
Oh.
Well, I'm zoning into SoloSec Eye, even though I hate the place.
You're going to drag Brandon, aren't you?
Oh, I'll get down as far as I can and see if I can get to, if I remember how to get down there.
It's a pain in the ass to go right to the place. You just remember, you're looking for that elevator that you have to click from
yeah,
the other
I
side
know.
Of the wall.
I know.
It's wonderful. You need to find an elevator that you can't activate from that room.
Well, just so you know, I'm on Eastern Time, folks, and I got to work tonight.
Yeah, so not going to get you there tonight.
You never know. It depends how fast I can get my ass down there.
No,
what
hun,
the
I,
hell thing I take to go
I,
down?
I know where I'm going, and it would take me about 45 minutes to get to him. That's not fighting anything, you know, just getting to the place where you gotta
jump down. Yeah, right.
Nope, you cannot fly in those zones. It's an indoor zone. Okay, you know
I
what?
I hate paths. I hate the lava paths.
Oh, I know. And they're transparent, and you're just going to die. Okay, anyway, it's getting about that time. Sophissa is falling asleep as we speak.
No, I'm not quite falling asleep.
I can hear her snoring now.
Hey, we're going to see if I can get down there.
Well, if you can, it's certainly not going to be in the time we have in the show.
15 minutes?
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
And no, like I said, I know where to go,
you can't
and it takes
fly,
me 45 minutes.
You can float. Well, let's see if I can do it.
I can do it.
If I can just get to where I need to. I'm running.
I've tried it before. I know exactly where you need to go, and you ain't going to get there in 10 minutes.
You never know.
And I don't think...
Oh, I see it.
And
well,
I really
no,
don't...
that's the first level. Yeah. I got to get below this, don't I?
I wouldn't be able to walk you through it just by talking to you. But, and I don't think our listeners want to listen to you battle your way down to...
I'm not battling, I just running my little butt off.
Doesn't matter. Now that's it for tonight, folks. I'm tired, I'm sore. I just want to camp out in front of the TV for a little bit. Anyone you want to say hi to, Ann? Or, Sophissa, sorry. Adamish? Homer?
Oh, I'm sorry, you were asking me a question.
Yes.
Yeah, shut up. Perlequin, definitely, miss him, geez, so many people, definitely Lambit, Mish, my best friend, who got me addicted, who, it's not my fault, she started it, he followed, I just showed him the game, and he just got interested in it, anyways, God, anybody out there who's listening, I mean, it's really great to be back, and I hope that I can definitely stay, but, you know, I really do, I like it. I like it a lot.
Excellent. Hon, you want to shout out to anyone?
Just the people we shouted out to before that I can't say their names again.
All right. And I
want to suck at names.
Well, yeah, you do. But you know, we have to remember the words of John Smedley when he said.
Hello, I'm John Smedley from Sony Online Entertainment, and Lyra, you are a Frostfell elf.
must remember those words.
I was tweaking about her, tweaking that to her before the show.
Alrighty, I think that's it. But before I go, I'm going to have to launch a scarecrow. I'm going to launch a scarecrow at Tolaru. Just because. Just because she's there in front of me and I've got my scarecrow launcher. Let's load that sucker up. Damn, this is heavy. And here we go. Ow! There we go. God, the crap I come up with.
Well, it was great being here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for coming on, Svezza. And I'm going to go camp out in front of the couch because I'm in pain. All right, folks. Thank you very much. I'll have the podcast up probably tomorrow. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Elkwin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
I'm Cheesy Nibbleman!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethel Show is produced by a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, 2 badgers, a package of expired Twinkies, a sack of walnuts, Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elkun Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.